We can get in contact with bee agents, for example, by breathing contaminated air. This can be spores flying in the air or microscopic droplets, so-called aerosol, containing virus particles or bacteria. Aerosol droplets after a sneeze can fly as far as 8 meters. Inhalation is also the most effective way of infection. And on top of that, inhalation often causes more severe symptoms. Another route of infection is by eating or drinking contaminated food or water. Direct contact with blood or saliva of infected people or animals is another way, and so is contact with contaminated surfaces, like clothes or tools, needles. Many pathogens can also be transmitted by so-called vectors, often insects or other arthropods. Importantly, quite many diseases are zoonoses, meaning that they can infect both animals and humans. If we now look at possible entry points for infections, we can say that our skin is a very efficient barrier for microorganisms. But body openings such as eyes, nose, or mouth are natural entry points. Often also our hands are involved. Imagine you have touched a contaminated surface, and a little later you rub your eyes or you eat an apple. Open wounds do not have to be large. We can have very small cuts and cracks in our skin that we hardly realize. Francisella tularensis is a bacterium that can enter our body this way and cause tularemia. So, from these routes of transmission and the possible entry points, we can then deduce how we can protect ourselves.